Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Here in America, we are in a topsy-turvy state currently. Anybody who doesn't know that outright at least senses it. I mean, even a CNN poll finds that 70% of Americans are pessimistic about the country. The conditions that have brought us to this state have been brewing for years. But things accelerated in 2016 with the election of Donald Trump. That was a repudiation of our decadent elite, which the high and mighty did not take lightly. And this brought about an ongoing illegal coup against President Trump by deep state government bureaucrats, which was aided and abetted by corporate media and the Democrat Party. And it all accumulated in the stolen election of 2020. And this sordid event saddled us with the senile Joe Biden as president. And now America's being traumatized with the Wuhan virus, the hype of which is being used as a pretext for draconian government curtailment of our rights and our freedom. As staggering as it may sound, this fraudulently installed president all but declared war on the 80 million plus unvaccinated Americans. And we sit here discombobulated. The old rules and norms don't seem to apply, and all this turmoil brought to mind the Fourth Turning, which came out in 1997. And without going into detail, authors William Strauss and Neil Howe see history as unfolding in repeatable 80 to 100-year cycles, each of which they call a saculum. The saculum mirrors the seasons of life, expressed as generations move through society. The culmination of a cycle is a crisis, a turning point, or a fourth turning. More specifically, the fourth turning is a crisis, a decisive era of secular upheaval, when the values regime propels the replacement of the old civic order with a new one. What I'm saying is that the old is swept away, preparing society for the new. From a fourth turning, there's no going back to the pre-crisis normal. A fourth turning puts society on a knife's edge. It could literally destroy us as a nation and a people. Or it could lead to something better. And as for timing, Strauss and Howe wrote, "The secular rhythm foretells another American crisis in the first quarter of the 21st century. The next crisis era will most likely extend roughly from the middle of the 00s to the mid-2020s. Its climax is not likely to occur before 2005 or later than 2025, which is the time frame we find ourselves in now." The Fourth Turning was written in 1997. Remember that. Now, here are some of the things that Strauss and Howe predict in the time of our fourth turning. There will be a tearing of civic fabric and an implosion in social trust. And as the crisis mood congeals, people will come to the realization that they have grown helplessly dependent on a teetering edifice of anonymous transactions and paper guarantees. So they're going to realize that the full faith and credit of the government doesn't really mean that much. Much of the boomer population will see the thinness of their savings and the unsustainability of government promises like pensions and Medicare and Social Security. Before long, America's old civic order will seem ruined, beyond repair. People will feel like a magnet has passed over society's disk drive, blanking out the social contract, wiping out old deals, clearing the books of vast unpayable promises to which people had once felt entitled. Law and order will be back in vogue. Criminal justice will become swift and rough. Vagrants will be rounded up, the mentally ill recommitted, criminal appeals short-circuited, executions hastened. There will also be the real danger of foreign wars fought on the do-or-die terms of World War II, and not the recent military engagement with all the politically correct niceties and aversion to casualties and collateral damage. The fourth turning is going to be a gut-wrenching time. And you'd have to read the book to grasp all of what Strauss and Howell see for the time of crisis. And it suffices here for me to say, or to sum up their prospects for the future. This will lead either to a disintegration of the nation or a great civic achievement. It will be a time of ruin or glory. It will not be status quo one way or the other. Out of this mess, each of us has a responsibility to do what we can in the here and the now to make sure it is the latter that we get, the great civic order, the glory. It's a very tall mountain to climb, but that's the task before us. To paraphrase something Leon Trotsky supposedly said, you may not be interested in the fourth turning, but the fourth turning is very interested in you. There is no escaping this. This was always going to happen. And we are going to have to pay the piper. And all of this happened because we got a glimpse. It's interesting that the Matrix is coming back out. It's interesting the Matrix is coming back out because Trump taught us something. Trump told us the only thing standing between you and them is me, and they want to get rid of me. And he was right. And what he was about to do, they couldn't allow to have happen. And the acceleration that we see now, everything is completely unmasked. There is no more subterfuge. Everybody out there that's going, well, you never know what they got going. We know exactly what they got going on. We know exactly what they think. We know exactly what they want to do. The most dangerous thing we could do would be to ignore them and unify. Hispanic, black, white, Americans. If we unified, what they would wake up to would be so frightening. Because the divisive game is how they maintain the power. Because we're not looking at them. They're the cause. We're not looking at them. We're looking at each other because we're always divided. We're always at each other. Pitted against one another. The most dangerous thing you could do is simply not care what they have to say and unite. But when you look at everything going on, it's hard to say that we're not in the middle of the fourth turning. That's an upheaval of whatever order is in place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Franks Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Recently, we acknowledged the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And the spin always starts on things, you know. Some things just can't be spun. Nearly 3,000 Americans lost their lives when radical Islamic terrorists hijacked airliners and crashed them into the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. United 93 crashed near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, after passengers tried to overpower the hijackers. The 9/11 Commission concluded that if these passengers didn't take action, their likely target would have been the U.S. Capitol. So those passengers gave themselves, you know, they gave their lives to, they didn't know where they were going, they just went ahead and did it anyway. There were a lot of heroes that day. There are tales of unbridled heroism from first responders and ordinary Americans on that dreadful day that saved thousands of lives. It was a day where this country showed the world that we will unite. We will endure. We will honor our dead, celebrate their lives and their sacrifice. It's not the time to talk about how white people don't know what terror is, and the other pseudo-intellectual lectures about racial politics. And yet, Jen Jackson, a Teen Vogue columnist, decided to go down this route. It's sad, because on this issue, there are some level-headed Democrats who would roll their eyes at this. First of all, what is a Teen Vogue columnist doing writing about this? When did the teens get involved in this stuff? Politics and race weren't really dwelled on concerning the fatalities of this terrorist attack. And yet, somehow, this woman threaded that needle. She writes, white Americans might not have really felt true fear before 9/11 because they never felt what it meant to be accessible, vulnerable, and on the receiving side of military violence at home. But white Americans' experiences are not a stand-in for America. So, you know, first things first, lady, you need to get a grip. Everyone was attacked on 9/11. New York City, our people, our cops, our firefighters, our government, and our Constitution were attacked on 9/11. And all of that transcends race. You literally have put together a wine fest over nothing. On Twitter, I guess this is Twitter. It's 20 years since 9/11, and I'm still really disturbed how many white pundits and correspondents talk about it. Then again, I'm watching Andy Card and Jay Johnson on MSNBC. Card just said that 9/11 was the first time that Americans ever felt fear. He said that it was the last morning we woke up without fear and that the terrorists succeeded in introducing us to fear. Wow, that's hella incorrect. Plenty of us Americans knew what it's like to experience fear before we knew 9/11. For a lot of us, we know fear because of other Americans. This is all on Twitter. We have to be more honest about what 9/11 was and what it wasn't. It was an attack on the heteropatriarchal capitalistic systems that America relies upon to wrangle other countries into passivity. It was an attack on the systems many white Americans fight to protect. We have to be clear that the same motivations that animated America's hypervigilance and responsiveness to, quote, terror after 9/11 are now motivating the carceral state and anti-immigration policy. This was, you know, she was out there, I guess she was typing like a mad dog. Because she started getting some replies to this. And at this particular point, I would just have to say to her, shut up. Believe it or not, we don't need this right now. We never needed this. The 2,977 families of the victims don't need lectures about how their loved ones were part of a heteropatriarchal capitalistic machine, or that they were pawns in the phantom machinations of a white guy, of white men. What is this nonsense? And as it indicated, after 20 years, the left has become more insane. Who puts this together in their head this way on the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks? If you were to watch National Geographic's well-produced and harrowing six-episode series on the 9/11 attacks, through the eyes of those who survived, you'd tell this woman to, well, I can't tell you what you'd tell her. The NYPD and the NYFD die protecting white systems. That sounds insane because it is. These people don't know that, and they wonder why we mock them endlessly and why they simply cannot connect to real Americans. And this might be the worst take ever posted on Twitter. We remember those who died. We remember their lives. We remember the heroes of that day, both alive and dead. We remember what it meant to come together as a nation and deal with the pain and consider how lucky we were to live here, to be citizens in this country. For some of us, we look at those 2,977 families and victims, and we say, we're never going to forget you. We will never forget you. And to Ms. Jackson, you need to log off, because it's not for you. You obviously don't want to be a part of it. You're sure as hell not offering anything remotely constructive. You should probably shut up and let the rest of us normal people commemorate that day from this point forward. It's really not for garbage to comment on, because that's all that is. I don't know what her race is. I'm presuming she's female. She may or may not identify as female. Whatever it is, I don't care what she's got to say. That's the heteropatriarchal systems. That's what she came up with. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nicholas made landfall along the coast of Texas as a Category 1 hurricane, bringing up 20 inches of rain to parts of the Gulf Coast. Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George says the storm has caused widespread power outages.
We have a report of some power down power lines and also traffic lights out.
The storm is expected to move over Louisiana on Wednesday. President Biden is urging Californians to turn in their ballots to prevent Governor Gavin Newsom from being recalled. While speaking at a rally in Southern California last night, Biden saying a vote no would help keep the fight against the coronavirus, noting Newsom has the courage to lead during the pandemic. Crime a major point of Elder's campaign, as he points out homicides are up 41% in Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News. House Democrats unveiled some of their proposals to pay for their $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package that they're calling human infrastructure. Ohio Republican Congressman Bill Johnson says he's confident more moderate Democratic lawmakers will either change or derail this budget package.
As you've heard from Senator Joe Manchin, he's got a top limit of somewhere between $1 and $1.5 trillion. We had Democrat colleagues last night and early this morning throughout our all-night markup that said, hey, we're spending too much.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. America could be getting one step closer to COVID booster shots for those 16 and older. The FDA is meeting this Friday to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of data submitted by Pfizer. The all-day session will be live-streamed on the FDA's website and YouTube channel. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. There's a book coming out by Woodward and Bernstein again. In this book, General Milley admits to calling the Chinese head of the military. Trump was still in power in the waning months of his presidency, and letting him know that he was going to make sure nothing untoward happened. He told him that if we launch an attack, I'll call you to warn you. He did that more than once. He sent out communiques to various flag officers in the Navy and in various branches and told them that he needs to be in the loop in anything that is going on. He called Nancy Pelosi and had a discussion with her, too. Now, this Lieutenant Colonel, who sounded off about the lack of accountability in Afghanistan and the lack of accountability in the top brass of the Pentagon. Here's the honest truth about what he should have done. He should have resigned his commission first, and then sounded off, because military is supposed to be apolitical. General Milley has committed treason. He has rendered assistance to China. And, you know, I'm looking at what's happening with this Afghanistan debacle. And nobody's resigned. Nobody's been fired. Now, yes, Joe Biden is the commander-in-chief currently. But this is not his failure altogether. It is not his failure singularly. And let's think about what failure does to people in these kind of positions. Consciousness of failure is one of many reasons for resignations from high government positions. Some resign in protest at what's being done, or to publicly disassociate themselves from it, like Cyrus Vance did in 1980, when President Carter tried to rescue the American hostages in Iran by military force. Others resigned to restore public confidence in their office, like British Foreign Secretary Lord Carrington did in 1982, when he failed to foresee Argentina's attack on the Falklands. Some resigned because they don't feel able to advocate for a president's policy as a key member of his team ought to be able to. Some use the threat of resigning as a means of leverage against a proposed action they think would be a major mistake, which then puts the question to the president, can he risk the political fallout? And some certainly resign because they know they failed badly. But that reason can be just as compelling whether the president was also complicit or not. And yet, as we look at the aftermath, in the wake of everything that's swirling around right now, not a single member of the team of people working with the president was moved by any of these different considerations, even when they had all been directly involved in a once-in-a-lifetime foreign policy catastrophe. And there's three obvious cases where resignation was and still is unavoidable, and for more than one of the reasons I've outlined. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, a lot of weaponry has fallen out. It's a violation of ITAR. It's a violation of so many things. This is a military disaster. And it was the special responsibility of the Defense Secretary to make sure it could never happen. It was his duty to evaluate every decision made and every action taken with one eye on preventing any such possibility. Soon as he saw the president considering any action that ran this risk, he was obliged to say, while I am Defense Secretary, I cannot allow this risk to the nation's military strength. But he did not. And he still doesn't understand that he should have done that. By virtue of his office, he was responsible for the safety and welfare of all American citizens living in Afghanistan. And whether the course of action under consideration by the president, his job was to keep a wary eye on how that action might impact his unique responsibility for the safety of Americans. When it was proposed to get troops out first and everyone else out later, that should have set off a big klaxon alarm. But no, any Secretary of State should have said, while I hold this office, I cannot allow that action to be taken. But he didn't. Talking about Blinken, right? Then there's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. This action in Afghanistan has caused immense damage to our security. And the display of weakness and incompetence will embolden our enemies to undertake military adventures that they wouldn't have tried before. And some of our technological superiority and the security that it afforded us is gone. Gone. Over. Our international standing is severely weakened, with our friends feeling they can no longer trust us. And all this adds up to a national security catastrophe. And the responsibility entrusted to Sullivan should have had him evaluating every proposed action with an eye to preventing major damage to the special area of concern that was his. And instead, he just sat by, twiddling his thumbs as the disaster unfolded. In all three cases, high officials to whom had been entrusted specific areas of national policy failed to protect the country's interest in those areas. All should have been alert to dangers that uniquely concerned them and their office, and they should have used the leverage of resignation to avert those dangers. We actually need to believe in them. We need to have confidence in them. And we can't while these three are occupying these seats. It had been reported that Blinken and Sullivan had reservations about what the president was doing, but they didn't press those reservations because they knew what the boss wanted. And if that's true, they both failed to understand the difference between a personal assistant, like, say, an office boy, and a duly appointed officer of the U.S. government who has a specific area of responsibility. And only the first can shrug his shoulders and go with what the boss wants. An officer of the United States is obliged by the nature of his responsibility to the nation, not just the president, to spell out what, given the nature of his office, he can and cannot accept. And he has to insist that this is the case. All three were grossly negligent, but they won't go because these are small men who cling to office regardless of failure and loss of credibility. No Lord Carrington's among them. And then there's Millie. Whoever's the next president needs to do a purge. We do need a fourth turning. We do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health, Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I neglected to say coming to you from the Guns.com radio studio as well. So, last week, Joe Biden figured out that this was the lectern he was supposed to stand at. It was Thursday. He got there. He was shaking with righteous anger. He wasn't angry at the Al-Qaeda Taliban terrorists who slaughtered 13 Americans. He wasn't angry about the sex trafficking flowing into America through our southern border and on planes loaded with unvetted Afghan refugees. His anger was reserved for these intransient Americans who refused to get vaccinated. They have to be punished, he said. All of these things that they've got coming out right now, the vaccine passports and all this other stuff, the masking, this is all to force them to get vaccinated. And he thinks they should be vaccinated, whether by being forced out of their job or having weekly swabs stuck so high up in their face that they risk piercing their brains. Now, there's a lot of constitutional problems with this. I mean, there's a bunch. And I'm not going to talk about them. Let's talk about the practical issues involved in this. Too few people are paying attention to the fact that this draconian fascist dictate is for a virus that, for people under 70, has a mortality rate that's less than 1%. If a virus worth a 10 or 20% or higher mortality rate was sweeping through America, well, I can see the panic factor that might be different. But again, we're talking about less than 1% for those under 70. And then for those older than 70, it's not the virus that does it, it's the comorbidities. So just keep in mind that we fought a successful revolution, even a smallpox, was sweeping through the nation with a 30% mortality rate. Second, the vaccine is not a vaccine. If it were a vaccine, those who are vaccinated would be perfectly safe from those who are not vaccinated. That's a simple fact. You know, Howard Stern, who got out there and said some bad things, because you know, this 67-year-old multimillionaire wants to leave his gated enclave to eat at a restaurant. Wouldn't be going full fascist on the rest of us if the vaccine worked. Then he, if the vaccine worked, he could get his vaccine and go sit there and eat and just sit around going, I'm bulletproof. Likewise, if this were a vaccine, those who were vaccinated would not need masks because they would not be either virus givers or receivers. Third, Biden has exempted millions of illegal aliens pouring into the country from the mandate, as well as members of Congress and their staff. A couple of ways you can look at this. He either hates all these people and wants them to die from COVID, or considering the less than 1% mortality rate along with all the problems associated with the vaccine, he hates everyone else and wants all those latter people to risk death or other permanent health problems. And remember, please, that teenage boys' risk of heart problems from the vaccine is 6 times greater than the risk of becoming seriously ill from COVID. Fourth, as Anonymi wrote, based on experience with the federal government, there's some practical problems with the mandate. Do you think there's enough, does anybody out there think there's enough swabs and testing sites and medical personnel and diagnostic reagents and related people and materials to process as many as 80 million tests a week? Moreover, the PCR tests that are still common despite their accuracy issues can take as much as a week to deliver a result. So they're going to have to start a week out before the mandate starts in order for this to actually work. Fifth, Anonymi Lee had another practical point. Don't forget the unfunded Mandates Reform Act of 1995. See, it's more than likely that both the Department of Labor and OSHA lack funding to cover enforcing those mandates. Sixth, you have the brain and skill drain, not just from the federal government's civil service, but from the military as well. And Anonymi wrote about the civil service, but it's easy to imagine that the military will be affected as well. Although the Defense Department and the Air Force deny a claim that highly skilled people are already submitting their resignations. Then, I mean, these agencies, these research agencies that we have, the U.S. is the largest single employer of hard science PhDs in the country and very likely the world. Of distinguishable of the various groups, PhDs are the least vaccinated. Can the USG afford to lose them, or DARPA, or USDA, which has the largest research institution? The Agricultural Research Service in the world? What about those Walter Reed researchers? So I'm believing that this vaccine mandate is going to get pushed back. Now, there are some, and I'm inclined to agree with them, who claim that Biden's doing this to distract from Afghanistan and to ride the wave of the Delta variant's inevitable decline. Because the Delta variant inevitably will lessen. And Biden's going to claim the credit for it. I did this. Remember, he always does all this stuff personally. I also believe that America's large corporations, all of which are run by college graduates, have been marinated in leftism, are going to take the mandate as a green light to impose vaccine requirements on their employees. Now, I don't see this ending very well, but there's a little light at the end of the tunnel. Because we know, say, in the tech sector, which is primarily young people, young marinated leftist people. And, you know, the reason they are the way they are, the ones that are resisting the vaccine, do you know who they were listening to? Do you know who they saw? And they won't, they're still not employing any critical thinking here. Because if they did, they would be asking questions about why this flip-flop. But last year, Joe Biden, when he was a candidate, he said, I would never take the vaccine. I don't trust the vaccine. Kamala Harris, same thing. All of your celebrities and all of your idols and all the sports heroes and everything else, nobody was going to take it because it was Trump's. But then, Trump's no longer president. And they still didn't want to take it until Trump was out of office. The fourth turning. Normally, I'm not interested in chaos for the sake of chaos. But if it means a complete change to some of the things and a return to certain things that change would demand, I don't know, maybe I may be down for that one. We will be back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, if you would, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.